Hi, I'm Kalila Reynolds, and this is JN Talking Wealth, brought to you in partnership with the JN Group. If you're interested in achieving financial freedom and building generational wealth, this is the program for you. Welcome. Many young people have a limited understanding of how to manage their money and build a stable financial foundation. Now, this may be because they were never taught how to do this in school or even at home, and they don't know how to access the resources or guidance. Today, our guest Alicia Clark, who's acting manager in the Youth Banking Unit at JN Bank, and I will discuss the topic, Building Financial Foundations in Young People. But before we dive into our discussion, let's see what's going on with our Spotlight segment.
I got my first savings account actually because of a summer job. I needed to get paid through having a bank account. So that's how I got my first savings account, really.
Well, I was in, I think a primary school I was in, and my grandmother actually bring it up, say, she basically explained the importance of savings to me and said, start a savings account. So that's how I end up starting my first savings account.
Well, I can recall having two savings accounts since childhood. One was before high school and one in high school. In fact, the one in high school was the account that I used myself. I thought it best to open an account so that I could manage my finances. Being a high school student, at some point you want your own independence. So I started saving little by little, and in fact it was a JN account.
Our first savings account was created by a family member with me, joint account, and then from there put it over to my name only.
Savings has been very important in my life. It has been something that my parents have instilled in me since a tender age. And to be honest with you, you know, if it wasn't for savings, I wouldn't have been able to own my first home.
Well, saving is kind of bring me through a lot, because whenever there's rainy days, I can always look back and bank on my savings, or if there's anything just pop up out of the blue, I know that I have money put down that I can rely on.
It's quite important because I believe in setting financial goals. And so in Jamaica, we say every mickle make a muckle. So the small will add up to the big. And so I believe that as I work towards my goals, having the financial ability to meet those goals is important.
It gives me the pleasure and the joy to actually get what I want when I want. I don't have to basically rely on anybody. And so far, so good.
Welcome, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you as well. So let's start with a key definition. What is financial literacy?
Financial literacy is the knowledge and understanding of financial concepts. And this is the skills that are necessary for young persons to be able to make informed financial decisions, such as saving, budgeting, managing debt, and making wise financial choices.
And how early should children or even adults start understanding this, learning this?
And that's a good question. So a lot of times persons believe that, you know, it's a complex concept. But it's recommended or ideal for us to start as early as possible, as early as kindergarten. We can start introducing the concept of saving, you know, introduce a piggy bank to a child for them to learn how to save, the difference of what is a money, the different type of money that we have. So it's very important for us to start as early as possible.
Why is that so important to build that foundation from young?
It is important to build that foundation from young because we want to ensure that our young people have a stable financial well-being. So once they have the knowledge and understanding of their finances, it means that once they become young adults, they'll be more informed in making responsible financial decisions.
So how old were you when you started learning about money?
Well, I started learning about money. Unfortunately for me though, I started when I started university. And some of the money knowledge that I learned was from my parents. They might have never been explicit to say, this is what you save, but I recognize my mother always ensure that no matter how small it is, she put something aside. She said to put it aside for a rainy day to ensure that if there's an emergency, she has something for us. So I believe I started at a very tender age.
So true, yes. Because many of us, we feel like, oh, nobody ever taught us this stuff. But really, you learn about money from the people around you.
Correct.
You learn from your parents, your siblings, your school. You learn to see how other people operate with money.
Correct. It might not be explicit to say this is budgeting, this is financial knowledge, but we see how is it that person manages the money, how we take that little to stretch. For example, growing a culture where partner plan, you know, mm-hmm. we have a partner. You see a mother throwing a partner. She threw the partner for a period of time to say she's going to buy a fridge, a TV. So that's some level of teaching financial education to the youngsters to say you set goals, you set fixed goals, and you work towards it, you save towards it to be able to achieve it.
So my younger kids are 3 and 5. The older one is in college. Mm-hmm. But what can I teach them at that young age? What are some of the basics that I could give them right now?
All right. So great. So at that age, I do believe it's very important to imprint some of the basic knowledge that they need. So you can start off with budgeting. Give them a simple budget to say, you know, this is how you separate income from expenditure. You teach them about the importance of needs and wants. What are needs, what are discretionary wants, what are essential needs, for them to know what is it that when you get money, what is it you spend on. So to prevent impulsive buying, setting goals, financial goals are very important. So let them understand what are short-term goals, what are long-term goals, and delay gratification is very important. A lot of times we achieve a simple short-term goal and we start to consume. So it's for them to understand that, yes, you have achieved that goal, but delay that gratification until you have achieved that long-term goal.
Yeah, and for the younger ones, you can even start teaching them where money comes from.
Correct.
Because my kids feel like money just comes from the ATM.
Right, that's correct.
Like, I don't have any money. Go to the ATM,
or
mommy.
Go to the bank, mommy. Money's
go to the
bank.
Right.
So like,
you have to put money in there first to
right.
take it out.
And how to manage that money and the importance of managing that money.
Right, so we're not promoting child labor or anything here, but there are things that children can do to earn money. So what do you recommend around that area?
And that's correct. So, you know, simple things in the house, so household chores is one way to teach your kids how to earn. And that's as you earlier stated, that kids believe that, you know, they don't know where money's from. It's to show them that you work to earn money. So give them some chores around the house. Once you've completed that chore, you're able to reward them with that money. You can also encourage them. If they're artistic, you know, they're making art and craft. They might make a bracelet, something. You can say, hon, you can sell these to be able to earn some income.
Right.
So those are ways that we can encourage them to earn funds.
So get them being entrepreneurial from early.
Correct.
Love it. All right. So when they manage that money, though, when they earn that money, how should they manage it?
All right, so, you know, as we stated earlier, we're going to teach them from young what is money and teach them how to budget. So this is now where you take that knowledge and for them to execute that knowledge. So they earn that money, it's for us now to sit and say, we're going to allocate, because we know when we earn, we want to consume. So let them know to portion the money. What are you going to spend? What you're going to save? And what you're going to give away? You might be offering at church, so they'll be able to separate the money. And we encourage them to open a bank account, let them know the healthy way of saving money, and to continue to teach as they grow about the importance of saving and investing.
So at JN Bank, you do have some initiatives that can help children and young people learn about thrift and managing money and saving. Tell us about some of those initiatives.
Great. So one thing we're passionate about is to ensure that we educate our young population about financial literacy, for them to understand the financial concepts. So Jane would have separated to ensure that for each segment of youths, we have a targeted program. So we have our Jane School Savers program, which is in our primary, prep, and secondary schools, that we target kids from 0 to 17 to encourage them to save. And that program comes with financial literacy program, workshops, and exposing kids to an array of financial knowledge.
Nice.
We also target our young adults from 18 to 34. For us, we have our Jane Way program that is in our tertiary institution, our community college, our vocational schools. So we target between 18 to 27 to encourage these youngsters to be our ambassadors on campus, to be the champion, to teach our youngsters about financial literacy.
So I love the School Savers initiative. if it's not in my child's school, how can I get that in my child's school?
Great. So you can email us at schoolsavers@janegroup.com, or you can visit the nearest branch and express to one of our branch representatives that you'll love for us to come into your school, and we'll make ourselves available.
I remember when I was a child, one of the things my mom did for me, she took me to the bank one day and we opened a bank account. It's like a junior saver. I don't remember what exactly it was called.
Easy save accounts.
So JN has one of those.
Correct. You have an easy save account. And it's very easy to open for a child. So we encourage our parents to be able to open, because we ensure that both, we separate it between pre-adolescent and adolescent. So for our pre-adolescents, they are able to open this with a birth certificate and have a guardian or parent on the account. And those guardian or parent will just provide their regular KYC documents. For our adolescents, now we take it a little step further, because we're teaching them, you know, financial responsibility, how they are able to bank on their own. So they can open an account with us on their own with their school ID, their birth certificate, and a parent ID. So we are further encouraging them how to manage their money and to have access to banking services.
What's the difference between the uses of the two, though?
Well, there's no, well, one difference is that for the adolescents, they're able to access this account on their own to come into the branch and make their deposits.
Ah.
For the pre-adolescents, you know, these are youngsters, so they're more reliant on their parent or guardian to come and bank for them. So we're trying to teach, as I said, we graduate or gradually introduce banking services as they get older.
So do they get a debit card with these accounts?
Unfortunately, no, because they're minors.
Right.
But the parent on their accounts will be able to access a debit card for those accounts.
Okay, yeah, because it's to encourage them to save.
It
you
is.
Give them the debit card, they're going to spend out the money.
Right, so we're trying to encourage them that. It's important to save and not to spend.
All right, so any final thoughts, Alicia, on why it's important for our young people, our children, our youth, our adolescents to learn about financial literacy and money management early?
I do believe it's very important to prevent them from making financial mistakes, because we do find a lot of youngsters, because they weren't taught the proper way of managing money. In later years, when they're looking to acquire assets, they, you know, end up in a little roadblock, because they might have not managed their debt properly. They might have not been saving towards a goal. So I believe it's very important for them to be able to learn financial planning, budgeting, and how to manage their debts.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this has been a very useful discussion, and I hope that everyone who tuned in will now have a better idea of how to build a good financial foundation. Feel free to visit jnbank.com for more information on the products highlighted in our discussion and how to access them. Before we go, we have a giveaway question. Tell us two JN Bank savings products that can help you with building your financial foundation. First person with the correct answer will receive a gift certificate valued at $50. Good luck. That's all the time we have today. Join us again next week, same time, same place, for another episode of JN Talking Wealth. Remember to like, subscribe, and share this video, and follow JN Bank on all their socials. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Take care.